Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. President Trump says he's made up his mind on who he'll nominate to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. NPR's Ayesha Roscoe reports an announcement is expected Saturday.
President Trump says he did not meet with federal judge Barbara Lagoa during his trip to Florida this week. Lagoa, a Miami native, has been one of the top candidates for the position. A source of knowledge of the process told NPR that Republicans expect Trump to pick his other top choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Trump would not confirm that.
Look, they're all great. It could be any one of them. It could be actually any one on the list. They're outstanding. But I'll be announcing tomorrow.
Trump has been pressing for the Senate to move quickly ahead with considering his nominee. He wants a vote before the November election. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey announced Friday the first criminal charges in the nation linked to COVID-19 deaths in a long-term care facility. From member station GBH, reporter Marilyn Scherer reports at least 76 veterans in the facility died.
The criminal indictments are against two top administrators of the Holyoke Soldiers Home. Healey says the months-long investigation looked at whether the actions of former Superintendent Bennett Walsh and former medical director Dr. David Clinton amounted to abuse and reckless disregard for life.
We are alleging that Walsh and Clinton were ultimately responsible for a decision on March 27th that led to tragic and deadly results.
That decision, Healey says, was the consolidation of two dementia units that exposed residents to the coronavirus. In a statement, Walsh's attorney denies any criminal wrongdoing. For NPR News, I'm Marilyn Scherer in Boston.
A federal appeals court has sided with the House in its lawsuit challenging the Trump administration for transferring money earmarked for the Pentagon to build a border wall. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
The ruling reverses a lower court's decision to dismiss the lawsuit brought by House Democrats. The suit challenges President Trump's transfer of funds from the Defense Department and counter-drug activities to instead help build a wall along the southern border. The House argues that transferring the funds violates the Appropriations Clause of the Constitution, which gives Congress power of the purse. The appeals court concludes that the administration's attempt to divert the funds to the wall was illegal. In its opinion, the panel says the ironclad constitutional rule is that the executive branch cannot spend until both the House and Senate say so. The ruling returns the case back to the lower court for further proceedings. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge ruled Friday the director of the Bureau of Land Management is serving unlawfully. William Perry Penley has been the acting director for more than a year without being confirmed by the Senate. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris ruled that violates the Constitution. This is NPR News. Officials in Portland, Oregon are preparing for protests this weekend. Groups demanding racial justice and the right-wing group the Proud Boys are both planning demonstrations. The governor has declared a state of emergency. A new Inspector General's report says the State Department lied to Congress about why it rescinded an award to a Finnish journalist last year. The journalist was to be honored for exposing Russian disinformation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The story the State Department told Congress about the Finnish reporter is that officials mistakenly notified her that she had won the International Woman of Courage Award. The Inspector General finds that she did, but the offer was rescinded after the department learned that she had criticized President Trump in social media posts. Emails show that officials were worried that she could embarrass the administration at a ceremony attended by First Lady Melania Trump. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who asked the Inspector General to look into this, says the report shows how fear and partisanship have permeated U.S. diplomacy under the Trump administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A man attacked two people with a meat cleaver on a Paris street Friday. The attack happened in front of the office building where Islamic militants opened fire on employees of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo 5 years ago, killing 11 people. The French Interior Minister said today's attack is clearly an act of Islamic terrorism. The suspect is an 18-year-old man from Pakistan who is not on any watch list. The two people who were stabbed are expected to recover. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.